Let's get to it, shall we? Time now for the gun file. Why do we do it? There's a lot of stupid out there. Health officials in Missouri said an ice cream parlor will no longer be offering cicada-flavored ice cream. Boy, there's good news. This after the owners were advised against it. Sparky's homemade ice cream in Columbia quickly sold out of the first batch of the ice cream, which contained cooked cicadas. They canceled plans for a second batch after consulting with the Columbia Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services. The food doesn't directly address cicadas, said Gary Worley, environmental health manager of the department. We just advised against it. The ice cream parlor posted a sign saying the cicada ice cream will return when the insects next surface in 2024. Cicada. No, seriously, dude, smile again. You got a, it looks like a wing or a leg right there. Stuck right in your, yeah, right, you got it. Woof. Place in Stuart, Florida, said a bare-breasted drunk driver crossed double lines, tried to evade police while traveling 20 miles under the speed limit. Deputy caught up to a Nissan, believed to have been involved in a fight on the causeway earlier. The deputy said he saw the vehicle nearly collide with several other cars before crossing the double solid yellow lines to pass another. The motorist, Kylie D. Alvaria Leite, 21, drove around a deputy who attempted to pull her over and traveled 25 miles in a 45 zone. She finally stopped. She was topless behind the wheel, and she had weed, pot, dope, Mary Jane. Yep, cops searched. They found it. She was very argumentative, not too happy about being pulled over. She failed her sobriety test. She was charged with driving under the influence and possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. That's a giveaway when you're driving 25 miles under the speed limits. Whee! Finally, talk about having a God complex. Former U.S. Navy nuclear engineer applied for a patent to prove he's the Lord. Yep, indeed. Chris Roller. There you go. Chris Roller. He is convinced of his almighty status and that he believes he should be the only person on the planet entitled to make money, there you go, off being God. Chris wants exclusive rights to the ethical use and financial gain in the use of godly powers on planet. Yep, he wrote that right in his application. He also says he noticed his supernatural gift back in 99 when millions of spirits started entering him. He knew he could hold heaven. The following year, he was able to hold hell. Needless to say, his patent was rejected. Even God, I guess. Can't get a patent sometimes. Boy, howdy. That's a lot on your plate right there, bub. You ought to just maybe run for mayor or something first. Get it out of your system. That's what I say. 21 minutes now after 3. Chuck Hall with you. There's your gump file. KOR date.